This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to tell if someone's toxic traits are getting worse over time. A practical system for tracking escalation before the damage becomes irreversible. In short, you can learn to recognize when toxic traits are worsening by tracking specific behavioral changes over time, not relying on gut feeling alone. Document concrete incidents with dates, not general impressions. Compare frequency and intensity, not just whether the behavior exists. Act on a confirmed pattern, not a single difficult moment. Definition: toxic traits worsening refers to the process by which harmful behavioral patterns in a person become more frequent, more intense, are more deliberately targeted over time, causing increasing damage to relationships, trust, and team function. I watched a good manager lose her entire team because she spent 18 months telling herself things would settle down. The person causing the damage was charming in meetings, devastating in private. Each incident felt like it might be the last. It never was. By the time she named the toxic trait she'd been watching escalate, three of her best people had already left, and the one responsible had dug in deeper than ever. This is how it goes. Toxic traits rarely announce themselves as a crisis. They drift upward, slowly enough that you keep adjusting your baseline, recalibrating what is normal, absorbing more than you should. And then one day, you look back and realize the ground has shifted completely beneath you. This article gives you a working process for catching that drift early. Not theory, not warning signs you have already read in a list somewhere. A real method for tracking whether someone's damaging behavior is genuinely escalating, and what to do once you know. Why tracking toxic traits over time is so difficult. The problem is not that you cannot see the behavior. You can. The problem is that a single incident is almost always explainable. Someone was under pressure. They had a bad week. The meeting was difficult. Your mind reaches for reasons because reasons feel more manageable than patterns. Toxic traits survive this way. They rely on the explainability of individual moments. It is only when you step back and look across weeks or months that the trajectory becomes visible. Most people never step back. They're too busy managing the fallout of the most recent incident to look at the shape of all of them together. There is also the matter of relationship. If you have history with this person, if you like them on some level, if they are capable of warmth and good days, you carry that alongside the difficult behavior. That contrast makes the escalation harder to name. You do not want to be unfair. You do not want to make it worse by raising it prematurely. Here is the truth of it: waiting does not make toxic traits easier to address. It makes them harder. Every unchallenged incident quietly signals that the behavior is acceptable. That signal shapes what comes next. What you need in place before you begin. Before you can track escalation accurately, two things must be in place. First, you need clarity on what you are actually watching. Toxic traits cover real ground: blame shifting, manipulation, consistent undermining, contempt, boundary violations, gaslighting, emotional volatility weaponized against others. Be specific. "He is difficult" is not a trait. "She consistently takes credit for others' work in front of senior leadership" is. Name the behavior in concrete terms before you start observing it over time. Second, you need a way to record what you see without letting your emotional state in the moment contaminate the record. A note on your phone, a private document, a small notebook. Not a diary of how you felt. A log of what happened, when who was present, and what was said or done. Evidence, not interpretation. You will thank yourself for this precision later. How to tell if toxic traits are getting worse. A step-by-step process. Step 1. Define the specific behavior you are tracking. Pick the behavior that concerns you most and describe it in one clear sentence. Not a feeling, not a character judgment, a behavior. During team meetings, X regularly interrupts colleagues mid-sentence and then attributes their ideas to himself. That is trackable. X is arrogant, is not. If you are seeing multiple toxic traits, choose the most damaging one to start. You can expand the tracking later. Trying to monitor five things at once produces noise, not signal. Step 2. Establish a baseline. Before you can say something is getting worse, you need to know what it looked like before. Cast your memory back 4 to 6 weeks and note what you remember of frequency, context, where it appeared. He was affected. Write it down. This is your before picture, imperfect as it is. Going forward, your log replaces memory. Memory is selective and emotionally shaped. A written record is not. If you're only starting to track now, that is fine. 4 to 6 weeks of fresh observation will give you enough to work with. Step 3. Log incidents with precision. Each time the behavior occurs, record it within 24 hours while the detail is still sharp. Note the date, the setting, exactly what was said or done, who else was present, and what the immediate effect was on others. Keep it factual. At the 9 a.m. team call on Tuesday, X told the group that the client proposal had been his idea. The colleague who wrote it said nothing but left the call early is a useful entry. X was awful again today, is not. If you are concerned about team members who undermine group dynamics, this kind of precision also prepares you for any formal conversation you may need to have later. Step 4. Look for changes in frequency and intensity. After 4 to 6 weeks, review your log and ask 2 questions. Is the behavior happening more often than it did at baseline? And when it happens, is it more severe, more targeted, or bolder than it was before? Frequency and intensity are your 2 indicators of escalation. A behavior that stays level is still a problem, but it is a stable one. A behavior that is increasing on either axis is moving in a direction, and that direction matters enormously for how you respond. Watch also for expansion. Is the behavior spreading to new contexts, new targets, or new tactics? Someone who used to undermine colleagues privately, but is now doing it in front of clients, has crossed a threshold. That is escalation even if the frequency looks similar on paper. Passive aggression is one of the subtler forms of this drift. If you are watching the particular pattern develop, the signals of passive aggressive behavior eroding team function are worth understanding alongside this tracking process. Step 5. Look for the absence of repair. One of the clearest signs that toxic traits are worsening is not just the incidents themselves. It is what happens, or rather does not happen, between them. Early on, a person with toxic tendencies may show some awareness after a difficult episode, a softening, an apology, a period of better behavior. Watch whether that repair behavior is shrinking or disappearing. When someone stops attempting repair, when they show no acknowledgement of impact, when they seem less concerned with how their behavior lands on others, that is deterioration. The empathy gap is widening. That tells you something important about the trajectory. Step 6. Name the pattern directly. Once your log shows a clear escalating trend, you have enough to act on. This means a direct, private conversation. Not a hint. Not a general comment about team culture. A specific, calm, factual statement about what you have observed. Try something like this. I want to talk to you about something I have noticed over the past few weeks. In our Tuesday meetings, you have spoken over Sarah 3 times when she was mid-sentence, and twice you presented her suggestions as your own. I have written down specific examples. This pattern is affecting the team and it needs to change. That is not an attack. It is an observation backed by evidence. You are not asking them to agree with your interpretation of their character. You are presenting documented behavior and making clear it cannot continue. For teams where conflict avoidance has already built up over time, reaching this step requires real courage, but reaching it is what breaks the cycle. Step 7. Monitor the response, not just the promise. After the conversation, return to your log. Does the behavior change? For how long? A person genuinely working to address their toxic traits will show sustained improvement over weeks, with only occasional slips. A person who is not will revert within a short time, often with added defensiveness or an uptick in the behavior as a kind of retaliation. What you observe in the 4 to 6 weeks after the conversation tells you whether you're dealing with someone capable of change or whether the problem requires escalation to management or HR. Either way, your log is the evidence base. Protect it. Adapting this process for remote teams. Distance makes toxic traits harder to track because so much of the damage happens in channels you cannot see. A remote colleague might undermine others in private messages, exclude people from key conversations, or create a two-tier information environment where some people always know less than others. In remote settings, expand your tracking to include written evidence, screenshots of messages where credit is taken unfairly, email threads where someone is consistently excluded, patterns in who gets invited to which calls. These digital traces are often cleaner evidence than memory of in-person moments. They are also harder for the person to deny. Be aware too that amygdala hijack responses under pressure are common in high-stress remote environments and can amplify existing toxic traits significantly. What looks manageable in a calm week may escalate sharply during a difficult sprint or a high-stakes deadline. Factor that context into your assessment of frequency. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imanblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong when watching for escalation. The mistake: waiting for a dramatic incident before acting. Why it happens. People want certainty. They want the behavior to be undeniable before they raise it. What to do instead? Act on a confirmed trend, not a crisis. If your log shows consistent escalation over 4 weeks, that is enough. Waiting for a dramatic moment means the damage has already compounded. The mistake: confronting based on one bad episode rather than the pattern. Why it happens. Emotions run high after a difficult incident, and the urge to address it immediately is strong. What to do instead? Document the incident and return to your log. If it fits a pattern, use it as evidence in a planned conversation. If it is genuinely isolated, give it time before acting. The mistake: describing the person's character instead of their behavior. Why it happens. Frustration naturally produces labels. You are manipulative feels accurate when you are angry. What to do instead? Stay with the observable. You told the team the delay was my fault when we both know it was a shared decision is specific and defensible. Character accusations produce denial and defensiveness, not change. The mistake: involving too many people too early. Why it happens. The instinct to build a coalition feels like gathering support. What to do instead? Keep the first conversation private and direct. Widening the circle before that conversation has happened can feel like ganging up, which hardens the person's position and can isolate them in ways that make the situation worse. Your tracking and assessment tool. Use this checklist to assess where things stand at any point in your observation period. Phase 1. Define and baseline. I have named the specific behavior I'm tracking in one concrete sentence. I have a written record of what the behavior looked like 4 to 6 weeks ago. I have chosen a private method for logging incidents going forward. Phase 2. Active tracking. Each logged entry includes date, context, exact behavior, people present, immediate effect. I'm logging within 24 hours of the incident, not from memory days later. I'm recording facts, not interpretations or feelings. Phase 3. Pattern assessment. After 4 to 6 weeks, I have reviewed the log for changes in frequency. I have reviewed it for changes in intensity or boldness. I have noted whether repair behavior between incidents is decreasing. I have checked whether the behavior is spreading to new contexts or targets. Phase 4. Action threshold. The trend is clearly upward on at least one axis, frequency or intensity. I have specific examples ready to use in a direct conversation. I know what outcome I'm asking for in that conversation. I have a plan for what I will do if the behavior does not change after the conversation. If you're also trying to understand what is driving the behavior beneath the surface, the connection between unmet needs and escalating conflict can add useful context, though understanding the root cause does not change your responsibility to address the behavior itself. Frequently asked questions. What does toxic traits worsening actually look like? Toxic traits worsening means the harmful behaviors become more frequent, more intense, or more targeted over time. What began as occasional criticism becomes daily contempt. Small boundary violations grow into consistent disregard. The pattern escalates rather than staying level or improving. How do I know if toxic traits are escalating or just a bad patch? The difference is pattern versus incident. A bad patch is isolated and improves with time or conversation. Toxic traits worsening shows a clear trajectory: more incidents, less repair, greater impact. If you document behavior over 4 to 6 weeks and the line trends upward, that is escalation. Can toxic traits get worse without the person realizing it? Yes, and this is common. Many people with toxic traits operate from deeply habitual patterns they have never examined. The behavior intensifies when stress increases, accountability decreases, or previous behavior went unchallenged. The lack of awareness does not reduce the harm it causes to others. How long should I track someone's toxic traits before acting? 4 to 6 weeks of documented observations gives you enough to see a genuine trend. Fewer than 3 weeks can reflect circumstance rather than pattern. If the behavior is severe or creating immediate harm, do not wait. Track and act simultaneously rather than using tracking as a reason to delay. What should I do once I confirm toxic traits are getting worse? Name the pattern directly to the person using specific examples, not general accusations. Set a clear, concrete boundary with a stated consequence. Involve your organization's management, or HR if the behavior affects team performance or safety. Then monitor whether the behavior changes in response to that conversation. Is it possible for someone's toxic traits to genuinely improve? Yes, but it requires the person to acknowledge the behavior, want to change, and consistently act differently over time. Improvement is rare without some form of accountability, feedback, or consequence. If you see genuine, sustained change across several weeks, that is meaningful. Temporary improvement after confrontation is not the same thing. How do toxic traits worsening affect the rest of a team? The impact spreads. Others begin self-censoring, working around the person, or leaving. Trust erodes across the whole group, not just between the person and those they target directly. You may notice quieter team members becoming withdrawn or collaborative work slowing down as people protect themselves. Understanding how high-pressure moments amplify this damage helps you protect the wider team while addressing the source. What do you do next? Stop relying on the feeling that something is getting worse. Feelings are real, but they are not evidence. And without evidence, you will keep waiting for a moment of certainty that may never arrive while the damage quietly compounds around you. Start the log today. Define one behavior. Record the first entry tonight. Recognizing toxic traits worsening is not about building a case against someone. It is about gaining enough clarity to act with courage and precision before the cost to you, your team, and your working relationships becomes one that cannot be undone. You owe that clarity to yourself and to the people around you. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.